The Midvale mother, who police say was run over by her own son earlier this month, says she wants the boy put in prison. An interview you're hearing only on KSL News. Apollonia Lambertus explains how the attack happened. She says she told her son he could not attend a party, and he snapped.
I started cooking dinner, and as soon as I heard my car started, I ran outside, and boom, he hit me with the car. He wasn't going to wait. I told him, get out of my car, get out of my car. And he just looked right at me. Evil in his eyes and everything. It just scared me. And he just took off. And I thought I dodged the car, but I guess I didn't. All I remember is my other son screaming and crying and asking me if I was okay. And I told him to call the police and everything. And then after that, that was it. I couldn't remember anything else after that.
Now, she ended up in the hospital where she remains today with a broken pelvis, broken ribs, and broken bones in her arms and legs. Lamberta says that she tried to get her son help before putting him in rehab.
It's something that we had to put him into because we couldn't have him roaming around with regular kids. And when he's with other kids, he gets really violent. He has a drug history and a drinking history. And when he sees, when he hears parties and stuff, like when he hears something like that is going on, nothing stops him to get to him. So he takes off. He has a history of taking off on us for days. And then when he comes back, I don't sleep. I really don't sleep. I just stay up all night waiting to see what he'd do now. And everybody that we came and asked for help, they just told us they can't do anything unless he does something. And he did something, and now they're trying to sweep it up under the carpet.
Prosecutors filed charges against the 17-year-old today in juvenile court, so the specifics of the counts have not been made public.